We just finished up day two of the Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Tour through Kansas, and today we were able to come into Oklahoma, into the northern part of the state. We left Colby, Kansas early this morning and headed south. We made a short stop south of Scott City, Kansas, and we found a really nice field that was seeded solid. It had no rows. That kind of enticed us to stop because it was so thick. There were no big disease issues in this field. It'll probably yield fairly high. I mean, it could yield anywhere around 70 to 80 bushels per acre. We headed further south, and as we went south of Scott City through Kansas, we did see a lot of drought stress in western Kansas. The overall report tonight from the other teams was that central Kansas looks really good. There's a lot of drought stress in the west part of Kansas. Today, there were around 286 stops total. Today's average yield was 48.5 bushels per acre. And that gave our two-day average of 43.7 bushels per acre. We then came into Oklahoma, and we headed east on Highway 64. We stopped west of Forgan, and wheat showed no drought stress and no major disease presence. There was some minor stripe rust. It was a fully flowered field, and our estimates looked for that field to yield around 38 bushels per acre. We continued on. We stopped in Buffalo for lunch, and we went out southeast of town into some bottomland. There was a little stripe and stem rust, but for this area of Oklahoma, it was a really nice crop, and it will probably yield around 35 bushels an acre. We then continued east. We went through Alva and just kind of stopped and glanced at the test plot in Alva. It was very wet there. We didn't want to walk through that test plot. So we went on to Cherokee to our commissioner, Kenneth Fales' OSU test plot. Kenneth is still with us, and he was a great asset to have on this tour today, going through his fields. His plot is in very good condition. It's very nice. There's no large presence of disease. Our overall numbers today, we feel like they were right in line with the numbers that everyone heard today at the Grain and Feed Association meetings in Oklahoma City. And their number is 4.148 million acres harvested with a yield of 39.64 bushels per acre. That gives us 164.8 million bushels of wheat. So we feel that our yields that we found in the Oklahoma fields were right in line with that 39.6. Ours might have been a couple bushels lower. The predictions look very good for both states, you know, but the weather factors that can still affect these crops are still out there. There's disease issues that are still out there. And conversations with other tour participants still indicate that the estimates the groups are turning in at the end of the night are probably still a little bit too high.
Debbie Waddle of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. She'll be on the final leg of the Wheat Quality Council tour that is happening today. They'll be ending up at the Kansas City Board of Trade later on Thursday and issuing a final report estimate for the Kansas wheat crop for 2012. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.